Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from our interview with Uzo Aduba.
Crazy Eyes.
She plays Crazy Eyes in Orange is the New Black. So whether you're caught up, you're not caught up, as long as you're an Orange is the New Black fan, you're going to like this. And even if you're not, you're going to love her. It might actually get you to watch the show.
Yeah, right.
And she's been doing some crazy awesome stuff. So we'll get into that with her. 20 minutes away. And I think we're going to play Battle of the Sexes this morning.
Really?
Yeah, Al, we got to catch up. I think we're down.
Oh, man.
I don't know what the score is, but I know we're down.
Yeah.
So we got to catch up. But right now, it's time to get to Jenna's That's What I Like. But before we do that, we got to do something called Jenna's That's What I Don't Like.
Yeah, I'm not sure which list is longer today.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that I'm completely pitting out my silk blouse.
You're pitting out?
I thought it had left me for a while, the sweating problem.
Did you do the Botox and the pits?
Not in years.
Oh, okay. It's not that bad. It's
not
just
bad.
Little, just a little.
Just a little
silk.
Bit, but not bad.
Yeah.
Man.
It's all good.
It's tough out here. No, something else I don't like, though. The what? Real problem. You know, a lot of people talk about full-time Justin.
Mm-hmm.
He's the life of the party, right? Just like, if you want to have a good time, invite Justin along.
Used to
strangers.
Be that. They'd say that about Big Al. They stopped saying that.
Yeah.
Strangers invite him to weddings and parties as their plus one. So Justin and I were going to have a hangout session last Friday night. We had had a long week at work doing stuff, and we were like, you know, let's just have a night that we chill, maybe watch some Handmaid's Tale, just watch some TV, have some wine, you know.
Yeah.
Order in some food.
Sounds like a plan.
Glorious.
You know, it bugged Jenna a lot because she's been letting this marinate for an entire week.
So what happened? What happened?
So we talk after work. I'm like, just come over. And for me, I want to start my Friday hangout. When Friday my night is committed to no plans and hanging out, I want to start hanging out.
Because sure.
I know I'm probably going to go to bed early-ish on Friday night. We're always so tired by then. So we were in agreement on that. So come 4 o'clock. No, Justin.
Ooh,
like, Justin, I'm going to go to the liquor store and get us a bottle of wine, or if you want to pick one up, but are you coming over? And he was like, I'm going to go work out, and then I'll come over.
What?
Oh, my man.
What? Like, I thought we were going to hang out. Like,
right.
Not hang out at 7 p.m., but hang out, like, now until then. Whatever. So he finally, like, 3 hours later, makes his way over.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
a long workout session.
Yeah, he works out for hours, I think. I'm not sure.
Who works out for 3 hours?
I don't know.
Justin.
And then, so he finally comes over. He was actually really generous. He, even though I was trying to save him time so he'd get to me quicker, I bought a bunch of bottles of wine. He came over with a bottle of champagne, which was cool.
Oh, wine and champagne.
I order us food so it gets there right when he gets there. So we start hanging out. I let him decide what we watch, you know, and I was like, I know he's going to want to watch some super gay anthem show, like not Queer Eye, but he wanted to watch something else.
All that new Pose.
That's what he wanted to watch. So we go to put on Pose. We eat our food. So delicious. I'm first glass of wine. Look over to my right. This rat is snoring.
Justin!
I feed him. He gets booze in his system. Sound asleep. His toes are on my lap. I'm like, get out of here.
Okay. I was so comfortable up in there, man.
Yeah.
When you bring someone over and you just did a 3-hour workout, oh my gosh, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And you give them wine and food. Man, I'm so sorry.
I was fine with that if we had gotten through a movie. You know what I mean? At least I wanted to hang out and talk a little bit. You know what I mean?
So we watch a movie by yourself.
And I love that he's comfortable enough that he trusts me enough that he can fall asleep and know I'm not going to mess with him. I did take his video, but Claudia and Steven were going to come over, and she called me like, what are you doing? And we just had dinner. We have a sitter. What are you guys doing? You hanging out thinking we're hanging out? So I just sent her the video, which I also sent to JC.
Yeah, it was
a video of him laying there, snoring, and I'm just sitting there. And this was at 8 o'clock.
He's prepping you for relationship life.
And then come Saturday night, what does he do?
He went all out?
He went all out at Alicia's bachelorette party. He was the drunkest person there. I don't understand what happened. I just went to sleep.
I think that's why I even turned down early, because I knew I had to save up for the next day at the bachelorette party.
I got you, okay.
See, you know, I was just thinking, planning, and I was already tired, too, because I've been dating that whole week. So it's been late nights, and I've been talking to the people, and so all of it caught up on that. Friday, that day I just needed to rest for my body to go out and do it all over again. I'm so sorry, Jenna. Next time, like, punch me in the face or, like, tickle
No, just draw something with with markers.
Go. It was fun.
Trying to keep somebody awake. That's so
the worst.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
I was like, go home. And he's like, mm-mm. Like, he was comfortable. He wanted to stay there with his feet on my lap. And at that point, I'm like, no, just go home so then I can at least go to bed.
You know? I do have to say, I love our intimate moments with each other, though. When you invite me over and we get to hang out, it's like, I feel like I'm hanging out with, like, my coolest older sister who took the day off just to hang out with me and make me feel special. So
I love that. We are good for each other.
I don't know what
compliment each other.
I don't know what your love language is, but mine is quality time. So
probably
thank you.
Sleeping.
Quality sleeping next to you.
Yeah.
Cuddle time.
I guess gifts and affection, words, affirmation. I have a few in there that are mine. I didn't think I was a gifter. But as a love language, but I think it is one of my love languages, and I buy you all sorts of things.
Yeah, you do. And as much as people like to buy me things, that's not how I like to feel appreciated. I need like words of encouragement.
Yes.
That's what I'm always asking for words of affirmation.
You're also asking for things.
Yeah.
I'm not asking, but people are giving.
Yeah, he's just
I love
broke.
That he's like, all these things are great, no sugar mama, but that's not how I expect love.
When you're out at a restaurant, you don't ask us for words of encouragement. You ask us to buy your dinner.
Yeah.
Well, I was invited for that dinner, you know? So that quality time that I'm giving you...
That's your gift.
This guy.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome.
Well, let's find out what Jenna does like.
All right, let's do
it. All right.
It's time for Jenna's That's What I Like. And Jenna, what are you into this week?
It's been a busy week. No treats for you.
Okay. We on a diet.
Nothing that you can snack on right now to tolerate my bit. But I have you know what I want to talk about first is makeup. Because I have been married to a particular kind of concealer for many years now. Something a lot of makeup artists use. It's a MAC concealer that I just swear by. People are like, why does your skin look that way or smooth? It's because I mix that concealer with lotion on easy days with foundation. I love it, right? So I don't really ever venture out and try new concealer anymore because I love it. But Kelly and I this week got a new, I don't know if she loved it as much as I did, but the makeup artist tried a new concealer for us that she actually uses foundation. A beauty line that they sell at Sephora. You can buy it online. A makeup artist created it. It's called RMS Beauty. She used a wet sponge in this concealer and applied it to our face like foundation, and it was cooling and it was so cool. It stayed on all day. It was so great. So I just thought I'd share it with you because I know makeup and I had never tried RMS Beauty before. And a lot of makeup artists use it, and I've heard about it, but I really, really liked it.
Oh, that's
RMS,
cool.
Right. Yeah, it's in a little pot. So I think I'm actually going to go buy some for myself and see if I like it.
And that's from the question about makeup artists, because I know you guys deal with them a lot.
Yeah.
What's it mean when the makeup artist says, what do you put on your face? And you say, nothing.
Regimen. She wants to know what your skincare regimen is or if you have anything on your face
before
you sit in the chair.
I said nothing, and then she said, So what's that mean? Am I screwing up?
Yeah, you need to use some.
Oh.
It means she's asking you if you moisturize and whatnot. Yeah. Makeup, a lot of people will always ask me, how does your makeup go on well? I'm like, it has nothing to do necessarily with the makeup itself. It's all about what you do before you put on makeup. So like I make sure my skin's really clean and I hydrate it really well and I use really good moisturizer and primer and prep it so it's all shiny and good. And then makeup goes on really easily.
Do you moisturize, Al?
Yeah. I use, this is old school.
Well, you do?
Yeah.
On your face and stuff?
Yes.
What do you use?
I use dishwashing soap. No, I don't.
Oh, my.
I use Noxzema. Old school, but that blue vat of Noxzema that you get at the grocery store, any grocery store, I use that every single day.
I gotta moisturize.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do need to moisturize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to play a song for you. This is a band they're really popular. So when I say, have you ever heard of 21 Pilots? So, yeah, you have. You hear them all the time. And last week you played a song when new music came out, but they dropped two singles. Their album's coming out in a week, I believe, their new album. But I really like this song. This is a slower one and kind of reggae sounding.
Okay. Is it Nico and the Niners?
Nico and the Niners, yeah.
My jumpsuit takes me so high. I'm flying from a fire. From Nico and the Niners. Whoa.
Taking my time.
It's kind of like Ride.
Yeah.
No, reggae.
It is. It is.
When I hear this
I don't like them, though. I've always been so impressed when a band with two guys in it is so loud, it's so powerful.
Because they can chill it out like this and do the reggae stuff. They can do hard rock. They do. It feels like sometimes they go into hip-hop, too.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are great. I missed them a lot when they were gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it. Because the other one you played, super rock, super loud, jumpsuit is what that one's called. So yeah, they released two songs from the new album. New album's coming out in a week, like I said. But I'm really down with it. I really like 21 Pilots. I mean, I'm not alone in this. Remember, we went to interview them. It's just so impressive that these two guys with this kind of rock music, they play them on all pop stations, and how sold out a whole American Airlines Center was.
And they're to see them. They're humble. They were really nice and down-to-earth dudes.
Ohio guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys clicked on that.
All right. So everyone that I've told that I finally started watching this TV show is like, finally. And when I posted the other day, people started ruining it for me.
Oh.
Like, can you believe in the last episode of season 2 that this happened in all my comments? I'm like, you know, I hadn't gotten there yet. But now I can say it. I have finally finished The Handmaid's Tale. I watched 2 seasons, 13 episodes each, hour-long episodes, which means I watched 26 hours of television in 3 days.
Dang.
I had a lot of fun.
Life's going great.
I did a full binge on this show. I just love it. I just love it. Trey pulled a clip from the show because everyone says these quotes all the time, and now they finally make sense to me.
Okay.
Blessed be the fruit.
Praise be.
This is what they say.
Blessed be the
Blessed
fruit.
Blessed be the fruit. This show has just rocked my world. It's so crazy. Yes. I really recommend it. I haven't liked the show. Blessed be the fruit. So it's all about the near future for us, kind of a what we would call post-America as we know it, right?
So tomorrow.
It starts with this terrorist attack, or, you know, a militia has overthrown our government. And now we have all these political leaders that think they know best, but they want to revert back to a time that's very religious, very controlled. And since so many people are infertile because of, you know, everything in our diet and system, that a lot of men are infertile, a lot of women, but there's a handful of women that can still conceive children. So they get captured and sent to these different families where the men are, I mean, assaulting them
Breed.
To get them pregnant. Mm-hmm. And they are just breeders. Mm-hmm. And they are fully controlled by this society. It's awful. So some people escape to Canada, but it's happening everywhere in the world, but it's worse, the worst in America. I mean, that's really the gist of it. But it is so powerful, so fascinating. So many elements of feminism in the show. Music is great, and music makes a show. But it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch, and also very scary because you think, wow, this could happen. Elizabeth Moss is the star. She was the star of Mad Men. She is stunning. She's just incredible. The acting is so good. The acting without the dialogue is so good.
I see the red dresses. Are those the breeders?
The cinematography is so good. Yeah, they're
those
the
are the
ones.
Breeders. Okay.
Right, right. So they wear these red hooded capes, and so all they do is grocery shop and have, you know, intercourse to try and get pregnant.
Yeah.
And once they get pregnant, or things happen to them, if they gossip or if they try and get away or do anything, I mean, they cut their hands off, they gouge their eyes out. It is terrifying.
I don't want to watch that.
Praise be.
That's awful.
Yes, or they make them inflict punishment on one another. Oh, it's gripping. It's very intense. There's so much more to it than that. But anyway, Blessed Be the Fruit is obviously the fruit of the womb. And so they say that to each other. They have a lot of phrases like that they say because they don't really have any real conversation sometimes. The women don't. They're not allowed
just
to have
one-liners.
Deep conversation. Yeah. But they've killed all of these intellectual people. You know, if you're a doctor or a lawyer, they don't want women to be educated. So it's almost like we're going way back in time.
Jeez.
And sadly, could see it happening. Really, it's actually really good. And to think that the book was written in the 1980s is what's even crazier. Hmm. So I really enjoyed it. It's heavy, warning, but really, really good.
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
It's Jenna's favorite new show
finished
right now.
It.
Get yourself some 21 Pilots, Nico and the Niners, if you want to chill out a little bit. And get yourself some of that makeup. What was it?
RMS Beauty is the name of the brand.
RMS Beauty. That is Jenna's That's What I Like for this week. You missed any of it? Check it out at KidNation.com. And coming up next.
Yeah?
There was a show. This was a show Jenna was into when it first came out, actually. Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
That was part of her That's What I Like back in the day. Uzo Aduba, Crazy Eyes. She,
also known as Suzanne.
As Suzanne. Yes. Adopted by the white family. She joins us next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are so excited to have our guests in studio this morning because all of us are fans of Orange is the New Black. And in fact, season 6 is going to come out Friday, July 27th.
It's about
very
time.
Time. Now, we're going to try not to do any spoiler alerts because I know it's Netflix. A lot of people are still a little bit behind. Maybe everybody's caught up. So we'll try to keep it as simple as we can.
Yeah.
But we do know this. Crazy Eyes is back.
Yeah.
And in studio with us this morning is Uzo Aduba.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
You look so uncrazy right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so glam.
That's big ass
what hair and makeup does.
Right? I was late on the bandwagon. I don't know about you guys.
Not as late as I was.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it took me, I didn't have Netflix for a long time because I didn't understand how it worked.
And because she's cheap.
And I'm also that. Now, I'm one of those people that is binge-watching, but I'm way behind.
Okay.
But I'm on board.
But listen, that's the beauty of Netflix.
Right.
It's like Burger King. You can have it your way. So if you want to, you know, like, watch slowly, you can watch slowly. If you want to watch speedy, you can watch speedy.
It got me.
I'm a binger.
You're a binger?
I am that weekend, it's happening.
All of it.
I'm watching it.
Yes. I did
Don't
that
bother
last
me.
Weekend with another show called
what?
The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, have yeah.
You, yeah.
Oh, you were
in
you
a dark
quickly?
Place. Oh, the whole thing.
The whole thing. Well, and I mean, obviously, we have so much love for my castmate, Samira Wiley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May she rest, Poussey.
Yeah.
Spoiler! I haven't gotten there.
No. There is an expiration date on spoiler.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Google.
There is an expiration. It is like cottage cheese. It only lasts for like a week.
I wanted to ask you, have you ever spoiled something for a fan when they're trying to talk to you about the show and maybe you didn't know that they were caught up and they're like, oh, Uzo.
I don't. Nah, yes.
Yeah,
exactly. And like her face was like, and I was like, oh, I mean, hypothetically, if that were to
like, I mean, what happened was.
Yeah, because this so long ago.
Yes.
By the time it even airs and people are that behind.
Yeah, well, and it's funny because when we do our show, usually when we start talking about it, like, not this particularly this year, but most years we've already started working on the next season.
Oh.
So then it becomes really a thing of like, don't spoil what's about to come out.
Right.
But then you're also trying to be like, is that last season or this season? Because it's like, did we just shoot that last week? And you just have to like balance that in your head. But
how lucky your whole journey, right?
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Hard work and luck. But I mean, what years and years of just acting and then you get into something like this.
It's
lasting.
Insane, you guys. I mean, truly insane. Like this job came, I mean, seemingly out of nowhere. You know, it's not like I had, you know, this long resume of TV shows and movies that I'd ever done.
But you had been trying for years, almost 10 years,
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
I'd been doing theater in New York and around the country before that. And I love it. I'm a theater kid. I was glad to have had that experience and been a part of it. But, you know, this was my first TV on camera job. Let me just like make it plain, you know. So for it to go from that of getting the job, which I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on a TV show. That's so cool. But really, like, more so excited because we were supposed to do 2 episodes, maybe a third. That was it.
And it was streaming. It's not even on TV, right?
Yes, and streaming, like, we're not talking, like, the Crown years. We're talking, like, streaming.
What is this?
Oh, yeah. I'd tell people, I'd be like, I got this show. And they're like, where is it? What network?
What channel?
Netflix. I was like, I think it might be a web series, really. Like, I'm not really sure, like, what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really clear. And then it's like, the only thing that we could hold in our hands was House of Cards, because that was going to come out that January, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so it was like, they're doing this other show with like major people or fantastic like directors and actors and all these things.
Sure.
That it was like, maybe it's supposed to be true, but nobody in the world, because it didn't exist, you know, they are truly the first, like, it's like watching an invention, you know, because you're trying to explain something that doesn't exist, like the telephone, like, it's like, it's this device that, if I talk to you, another person, like, across the world can hear me, and it's like, what are you talking about? Until it happens, you can't.
What was the first day of shooting for you? Because it's the first time you're in front of the camera, I'm sure you were super nervous.
And
terrified.
It's not in order.
Terrified.
And it's not, you're in the middle of your season, basically, the first scene, right?
Yes. Well, the first scene I shot was in the, it wasn't like actually Crazy Eyes' first scene. It was like maybe like her third scene or something. I was terrified. Well, first of all, let's start with my alarm clock that I still have now. I changed it to that day.
Whoa.
It's Lovely Day. Do you know Bill Withers' Lovely Day? Yes. Because exactly. So the night before, I was like, I want to wake up to something that like makes me feel like, you know, like excited. And so like,
it's a good one.
It's a good one. I'm telling you. And let me, it's better than the whatever.
Of course.
That note, though.
Oh.
That's the challenge.
Yes. But I woke woke up and it was like, ding, 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 and I was like, hey, you know, like, this is amazing. But the first day I was so nervous because A, I was used to theater where you have weeks of rehearsal before the performance.
Yeah.
And obviously we do not have that in television.
Right.
And so I was like, Emma, and then I love rehearsal is my favorite part or had been my favorite part up until that point. And I was like, well, what if I don't like it because there's no rehearsal? And I like the idea of like making something in the room.
And you have to do the scene like
a lot.
A billion times. Yeah. Exactly.
You're and like a like, one-off girl. You're like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it was like crazy, but I wound up loving it, you guys. I loved it. And I realized, actually, it was a big, like, artistic change for me that what I'm actually drawn to is good stories. I like a good story.
And it probably helped you on the first day of shooting because Crazy Eyes does have this nervous energy to her, you know? So I think that would have been perfect to be super nervous on the shooting day.
I'm just very edgy all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always like, what is she about to do?
Yes, that blinking was born out of like a tick. I don't know if nervous. I was just terrified.
Is there a crazy person in your family that you kind of draw on?
Yeah, who'd you get it from?
I got one. I assume everybody's got one.
I mean, I'm sure I have to think about it. I don't have anybody crazy like, I didn't draw off anybody for that. Like, but I, yes, of course, have crazy people in my family. And I'm, yes, it's like, you're like, what are you doing, uncle? I don't know.
I'm nervous day one of filming Orange is the New Black or going on Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
That was crazy.
Eyes. Yes.
We were just talking about this. To go. I don't think I could do that show.
It why was. Would you do that?
I don't know.
Trying to find yourself.
I lost myself there. I was like, I don't know why I did it. I was like, yeah, sure. And I saw the videos. And like they sent me videos of it, and I'd seen some episodes before, and I was like, "Yeah, okay, that sounds like it could be cool, you know. I guess let's do it."
Oh, so you weren't a passionate fan ahead of time.
I knew the show, but I wasn't like dive in watching. Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's so cool! Like Kate Winslet's doing like on a bike plane. That sounds really cool."
They showed you those clips.
Yes, and I was like, "That sounds really cool." And then when I came out, like you land the day before, you know,
yeah.
And we had to be like in a, you know, a resort before you go into like the thing.
This is nice.
Yeah, before we start the actual adventure because you're there before the thing.
Sure.
And like, I just remember when we were driving up, we were like there was nothing and there was like a cliff off the side of the road. And I was like, where are we in the world? And I didn't know where we were.
What was the smell like?
I didn't know where we were.
Was there a smell?
They don't tell you where you're going.
Was there a smell?
No, it was, well, fresh air. It was like fresh air, and you're climbing up this mountain, and it's you genuinely have no sense of where you are. I just knew I was in Spain. That was it.
No way.
Yes, because they draw, your flight comes in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
That's all I knew. And then somebody comes and picks you up, and you're driving for, like, hours. And I don't live in Spain, so it's like you're just driving. You have no idea where you are. You go up this hill. We stayed the night, the one day there. You get in another car. They drive you again for hours away, and you're like, where are we? So then you do start to get nervous, and then, like, they just drop you in the middle of a field, gave me a crossbow. And I was like,
you're like,
yes.
Yeah, I know you said,
yeah, I know. What is this, the heart?
Yes, literally. Yeah. They're like, what do you think you're going to do with this crossbow? And I was like, hunt a moose? I don't know what. Like, I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't even know what one does with a crossbow. Like, I had no idea. And all I just remember is a helicopter coming in. And I was like, okay, he's arriving. We're going to go somewhere from there.
Yeah.
And he's like, and now we're going to get in this helicopter and it's going to be amazing. And I was like, I've never been in a helicopter before. And it's like, and you're going to hang out of it. And I was like, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Yes. I was like, what do you mean I'm going to hang out of it? I was like, you're the nature guy. Like, this is not what I signed up for. And he's like, no, it is actually. We have the like release. I was like, no. So I was just like,
how did you actually spend in the wild?
Yeah, we were there for a day. Day and a half.
Okay.
A day and a half, and it's like,
oh man,
snakes. I don't do snakes.
I saw this snake, very venomous. He's telling her,
terrifying.
You're going to be paralyzed. Your brain's not going to function anymore.
And you already are terrified of them.
When I say terrified, I mean terrified. And we were running. I didn't know what he was running towards. I thought we were just running, and I was like, oh, this is good. He's like, look, and I almost passed out.
Yeah.
I was like so scared.
Well, Uzo, guess what?
Bring in the
snake.
This interview is going so
like, I'm done. I'm not in it.
Yeah. Are you glad you did it? Would you go back and do it again?
I am glad I did it, particularly, like, I do have a fear of heights, so the zip lining on that thing was pretty intense. I was glad to have done that. And the next day, which was not planned, you know, obviously it came like torrential rain came down. Who can plan for that? And we had a whole other way he wanted to take us down, like, the mountain, I guess, that was, like, a bit easier. And he's like, actually, we can't go that way because they are, like, prone to, I think it was, like, mudslides or rock fall, whatever. So he's like, we have to go this other way. And that was kind of crazy because it was freezing and, like,
I'm guessing you
scaling rocks now. And but he's, like, there and, like, walking you through it. And you're like, that's cool. Where else am I going to do that?
Well, the question I always have is the camera crew following you guys around. Because y'all are bad A's doing that. But the guys are having to lug camera equipment and sound equipment following you.
Oh, my gosh. They are unbelievable. Those, I mean, and they are, like, when I tell you, like, those, some of those trails we're walking on, like, legit, this is the edge, and then it's, like, down, like, 100 feet. And you're watching them. They're, like, tethered to each other. It's crazy to watch. I'm like, are you okay? Because I'm like, I don't have a camera.
While y'all are eating bugs, or the camera guy's eating, like, granola, trail mix and stuff.
Gatorade. They're enjoying their life. Good. Yeah. Okay. I was like, can I have? And they're like,
nice
pictures.
Can you not eat that in front of me?
Yeah. Room service.
Yeah. What are you more nervous about, doing that or performing on stage with Taylor Swift? Because we saw you do that last year.
Oh, that's
killed
joy.
It.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Joy.
That's going to be the
joy.
Best.
That's joy. She's such a sweetheart, first of all. And, like, I mean, who doesn't love 1989? I do, times seven, you know? So it's amazing. It was, she's just awesome. It's amazing. And so, like, generous. Like, just, you know, we'd met at a concert she did in Jersey. And she was like, will you come out and do it? We were just talking. She was like, you know, will you come out and do style? She's like, I have friends who come out and do it if you want to come and do it. And I was like, yes, because I love that song. And she was like, do you know it? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
That's probably
I know
my
all
favorite
the words.
One. That's probably my favorite one of all of them.
It's so good.
I love it.
Yes.
You must have had so many cool moments in the last however many years, like fangirl moments where you're meeting a superstar that you're a huge fan of, that's a huge fan of you on the show. Is Taylor the coolest moment for you? Or
Taylor is one of the coolest moments just because it was like you're talking to somebody and it's like the generosity of spirit, like beyond. She's just
got
a good
heart. She's great.
Good heart, good spirit, like ready to go for it, like down to hang everything. That was one. Then I think the cool moments, like there are two for me that are like huge. Like I got to go to the White House and have, I was invited to have dinner with the Obamas for one night.
Were you just like, I have made it.
Yeah. I have. Well, it was just crazy. Like my family, you know, I'm first generation. My family immigrated from Nigeria, you know? Mm-hmm. And so here we are going, whenever are you thinking, like, politics aside, it's, I'm going to the White House. You understand?
Residence.
That's a huge, the President of the United States.
And I play a convict.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
For you.
Yes, and they were so warm, so generous, and my mom was like, I'm like looking at this little Igbo woman from Obosi, Anambra State, and I'm like, aww. Who would have thunk? Not here we are, you know? That was pretty crazy and wild.
Now,
and
who do you want to meet? Who was like,
yeah, it was on the list right now, Uzo.
Well, you know what? Meet properly, I would say.
Sure, yeah.
Is Mr. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, there you go.
So he is my all-time favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been in a room with him twice and almost as far as away as this chair.
Right.
And I could not.
You didn't say a word?
I didn't say a word.
You didn't know you were there.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
Because
it will never go on.
That's going to be great.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I saw him play once, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's Stevie Wonder. And then he was right there, because my work dream had always been, I was like, when I meet Oprah and Stevie Wonder, I feel like I've made it.
Mm.
And he was, I had met Miss Winfrey already, and there he was. And I was like, oh, I don't even know what to say. I'm like, what am I going to start doing? I'm going to be like, you're going to start singing. I'll be like, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm like, I can't. I'm like, don't do it to yourself. Like, don't, just,
I feel you.
Man. I was like, don't do it. But he's, that's like.
Oh, yeah.
I think this will be the year.
Best.
So this
yeah.
will be the
he's
year.
The best.
You and, you and Stevie.
Put
best,
in the universe.
The best of all.
Watch
time.
2 weeks from now, she's going to be singing with Stevie Wonder.
Oh, my God.
Isn't she nice?
I would lose my mind.
Hey.
Literally. You want to see Crazy Eyes.
Well, I feel like we could talk to you all day because your story is so inspiring, like Jenna said. The fact that you were working for 9 years, still going after your dream. You're about to quit, right? The day
yes.
you got the job.
Yes.
And look at you now with your awards, your Emmys, your
thanks.
Singing on stage, your Taylor
crazy
Swift.
Crazy eyes.
I'm curious, what do you say to people, you know, people not just in acting, but when you have this passion and you, on those days that you wanted to give up, what kind of got you through that?
That was the, that was the first day I ever truly quit in my heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, truly in my heart quit. I'd questioned before and wondered, you know, am I on the right path? Is what I'm meant to be doing? Having come out the other side of that, I think what I would say to people now is, as it was pressed onto my spirit that day, is keep the faith.
Right.
There you go.
Keep the faith. If you believe in something, if you have something that is so solid and so strong in your heart that is telling you to keep going, you know, doesn't matter what your mom said, whatever your professors told you you should do, whatever your neighbors say, your agents say, the castings, whoever it is that's in your life trying to reshape your life in the pathway that you don't, they don't believe in what you're meant to do. If your spirit is telling you to do it, always bet on yourself and keep that faith in yourself. Because, you know, to borrow from my mom, something she always told us growing up, you know, just work hard. I've never heard of nothing coming from hard work, you know. So if you're willing to put in the work and you have that faith and belief,
yeah.
something will come.
There you go.
Awesome.
And I think they wanted to send you the message.
Good. Mom.
Very well
done, Uzo.
Nanya Madiba.
Very well.
I'm going to call you. Your alarm clock with Bill Withers.
I'm just saying. It's a nice stretch when you wake up.
That's our girl, Uzo Amaka.
Yes.
Make sure you get your shirt. Orange is the New Black. Season 6 premieres July 27th on Netflix.
Man, it's next week.
Come back and visit us soon, please.
Please, I would love to.
Oh, man, we had such a good time. Give it up for Uzo, everybody.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, it's time to bring you the hero of the day. And I like Fridays because Fridays are a little extra special because mm-hmm. we try to get them on the phone and chat with them. But what we want you to do is basically go to KidNation.com and tell us about someone you know in your life that served in the military and tell us about their stories of service. Nominate this hero. Tell us how they're making the community a better place. And then those heroes are going to be honored daily this month with some great prizes brought to you by Wonder Bread, who happens to be a proud supporter of the USO. Kelly Raspberry, do you have today's hero?
Yes, today's hero, Sean Tishinor. I hope I'm saying that right. But Allison writes, Sean is a sergeant first class in the U.S. Army. In 2011, while serving in Afghanistan, he encountered an IED and eventually lost part of his left leg. He's now part of Team Black Sheep, a group of amputees that educate others on how to adapt workouts for those with disabilities. JC!
That's like my buddy David's
yes.
gym. Yeah, that's awesome.
They travel to gyms across the country, educating others and competing alongside able-bodied athletes in CrossFit competitions. In addition to this, Sean's become a decorated Paralympic shooter, traveling the world representing the U.S. Army.
Whoa!
Way to go, Sean.
We have that Olympian on the phone with us right now, actually. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Did I say your last name right, Sean Tishinor?
Yeah, pretty close. It's Tichner.
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 There you go. I want to make sure we say that right.
My man.
Half the time, I don't pronounce it right either.
So, did you get to go to the Olympics last time?
I was in the Paralympics in Rio in 2016.
Oh, man. How'd you guys do down there?
Overall, as far as our all sports, we did pretty well. As far as our shooting athletes, we got some people in the finals. One person got a bronze medal. It's a pretty tough competition.
Yeah.
You know, you got the best in the world at this thing, so it's tough.
Tell us about Team Black Sheep, because this is great what you guys are doing.
Okay, so Team Black Sheep, it's something fairly new. We've been doing it for a little over a year. It's sponsored by a company named Honor Thread that makes motivating shirts, for working out and stuff like that. So the owner of that started it. It's a group of us, not all amputees. Some just have physical disabilities. One guy, his whole left side is paralyzed, so he's in a wheelchair. And what we do is, through social media, we post videos of people with amputations or physical disabilities doing awesome stuff in the gym. And as far as going from gym to gym, we will go to a gym and we'll have a seminar. We try to invite everybody, but we really want to focus on gym owners, coaches, and other athletes. Because one problem, people with physical disabilities, they go to a gym and they're intimidated. Also, the trainers and the coaches, they're scared to ask certain questions because they don't know what's offensive or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so we kind of tell them, hey, don't be afraid to ask, or just have them do the lift and they'll tell you how they need to adapt it.
Yeah.
One thing I always say is, oh, you watch the Super Bowl or any big sporting event, there's always that one story of this athlete that overcame adversity, grew up in a rough neighborhood and made it out, and now he's this decorated athlete. Well, as far as adaptive athletes, like the Paralympics, everybody has that story. Every athlete's overcame adversity, and they're out there doing their thing, and, you know, it's great.
Wow.
It's fantastic, man.
I would love to put you in contact with my friend who has an adaptive gym, tries to help out fellow athletes like yourself, man, because you guys would do great together.
Awesome.
Yeah, with the Adaptive Training Foundation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of them, but you guys could do some awesome stuff.
I just recently started following them on social media. They do a lot of great things.
Yeah, man, I would love to put you in touch with David, because I think you guys could do some awesome things together.
Oh, I'd love to.
Wow, this is so cool.
It's great, man.
And you know what? You bring up a solid point, Sean, because, you know, they say a lot of the athletes that we meet, they say, it's okay, come and ask us questions.
Right.
You know, don't just stare. It's okay to come talk to me and tell me, hey, lost your leg, man, what's up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love answering questions. My favorite is when kids come and ask me what happened to my leg.
Uh-huh.
I tell them this is what happens when you don't eat your vegetables.
And, oh, no.
Well played,
Sean. You sound like Travis Mills.
I got some parents for that one.
Yeah. You got like a dad going like, dude, I don't know what you said to my son, but he's eating broccoli like hell right now.
Right.
Doing God's work.
Well, you are our hero of the day, Sean, and we're going to hook you up, thanks to Wonder Bread, with an apron and a $500 Visa gift card.
Yay.
So you can get yourself all set up, man.
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah, man. You're doing awesome work. And we're also going to hook you up some coupons for Wonder Bread, because you know you got to get them carb load in. You know, you're working out a lot.
Sure. For sure.
Hey, are you training for the next Olympics as well, right?
Yeah, so I'm still active duty Army. So, I'm in the Army Marksmanship Unit, and my job is to compete in shooting. So I train every day. For my team, I'm on the International Rifle Pistol Team. So it's not just me. I have two other amputees I shoot with, and then the able-bodied guys. In our office, we have seven Olympians, I believe. So, yeah, it's my job. And, you know, the end state is to go to the Olympics / Paralympics and win. We just had world championships not too long ago, and that's the start of when you can start earning your quota slots for the Olympics and Paralympics.
Awesome.
Every World Cup from here on out is a chance to earn a spot.
To make it to Tokyo. Well, you know what, man? We're going to be following your journey, man.
Yeah, we're rooting for you, man.
Cool. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, Sean, thank you for your service, man, because you gave the ultimate sacrifice, dude. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
That's Sean right there. Titchener. He's our hero of the day. And if you want to nominate a hero like Sean, go to KidNation.com. We're doing it every single day this month.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
You know, we like to play games from time to time.
Yeah.
Sometimes we play the match game. But we need to up our scoring with the Battle of the Sexes, Big Al Mack.
Are we behind?
I don't remember. Nick Adams is in studio. He's the host of the Battle of the Sexes.
Well, we've played twice this year, and the ladies have won both times.
See, that's why I forgot.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys won last year.
Correct. Yeah,
we won the entire year. Yeah. We're the Patriots.
Oh, Kelly, come on.
I mean, we're the Eagles.
Okay. Get it straight.
Yeah, I forgot who won the Super Bowl.
This is going very well for the women so far.
Yeah. I might have just given you an answer to one of the guy questions. I should just shut up right now.
Yeah, right?
So to play Battle of the Sexes, we are pitting the guys versus the girls to see who is the superior sex.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be asking the guys girly questions.
Okay.
We're going to be asking the girls manly questions.
Okay.
Right. And whoever can answer the most wins.
All right.
We'll see who is the superior sex.
Okay.
So since the guys are down, I figure they can go first. Okay?
We always down.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So.
Well, it's usually who wins the hole, but.
Excuse me?
I didn't know that there was a prize.
It's like the golf day. Whoever wins the last hole hits first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right. So, fellas, you are up first. JC.
All right.
Have you ever sewn before? Sewing?
I could put a button on.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do the button.
Well, when sewing, what does it mean to tack or to baste?
Of course. Basting, you know.
To tack.
Yeah. Or to base.
Or to base.
Yeah, yeah.
To base.
I mean, you can do one or the other, sure. Which is the same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing, interchangeable.
Of course, I'm tacking and basting. So,
tack.
I'm tacking now. You remember, you know tacking.
Yeah.
I'm tacking.
I'm basting.
And that's when you do...
I can't help
Why
it.
Why is it so freaking hard?
No, you can't help him.
Tacking is that when you make sure that it doesn't come out?
Incorrect. Ladies, for no points, can y'all say what you think tacking or basting is?
It's like a temporary stitch.
Tying it off, right?
Yeah,
correct. It's a stitch.
It's intended to be
removed. Yeah,
taken off at some point.
Yep. Oh, like the suit. Like what's on my suits?
Yeah, like if your suit tail is sewn together in the back when
they base it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't have.
But also when you're sewing.
That's right. When you want to take out the.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, if you're sewing and for right now, I'm going to put this together, make a real seam, then take it out. Yeah,
the pre-sew.
No points. No points there.
But so close, though.
Kelly, you're first for the ladies.
All right.
Do you like camping?
No.
Oh.
I went camping.
Nick, Kelly, exactly. Kelly Raspberry. Kelly Raspberry, Nick.
I went camping exactly one time. It started raining. I cried so hard that the church bus driver took me home.
Oh, my God.
They canceled camp because of you.
No, the rest of them stayed. I'm like, I'm not staying.
Well, hopefully on your camping trip, you learned what is a fly sheet. Fly sheet.
Well, if I had to guess, it's sort of like a screen you put up to keep the flies off of you while you're trying to sleep.
It's incorrect. Does anyone else, for no points, know what that is? A fly sheet.
Dude, I am not...
That's actually what I would have said, so I'm kind of glad.
It made sense when she said it, but
is it the sheet in the bottom of the tent?
No, it's actually the sheet you put on top of your tent. It helps keep rain out.
Oh.
So you make your tent, and then you put a fly sheet over
it. Why don't you call it rain sheet?
Yeah.
No. Camping people.
There you go.
You're not mad at me, Jenna.
No.
Thanks.
All right, Big Al, you are up for the guys. It is 0-0.
I would be mad if we lost every time.
Really?
Yeah, you would.
Very chill.
You want to win.
Big Al, we go to Disney World every year. This should be easy.
Okay.
Which Disney princess fell in love with Prince Eric?
Ooh.
You got a Prince Eric?
JC's dying. JC is dying right now. He knows.
Do the ladies know it? Do y'all know Prince Eric?
Okay. It's not Snow White.
Not 100%.
It's not Cinderella. It would probably be.
There's lots of Disney princesses.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. I'm going to go with Ariel.
That's correct.
Yes!
I cannot believe you got that. I cannot believe you got that.
Yes!
No way.
I cannot believe you got that.
I thought he was going to say something from Frozen.
I'm so happy.
My jaw just dropped open and it broke my zit open again.
I cannot.
Big Al back with a touchdown.
And the fact that you didn't say the Little Mermaid even. You said
Ariel,
That's the first crazy. One that popped in your head, isn't it?
Damn!
My man!
Damn!
Wow. Good job, Al.
Just showing you Big Al Mag lights them gingers.
We quit.
You know what?
We quit right now.
I got to give you mad respect.
Wow.
1-0. The guys are on the board and in the lead.
Well played, Al.
Jenna, you're up for the ladies.
I'm so dumb today.
Well,
I've been drinking a lot.
Say that.
Okay.
When playing baseball, what is an RBI?
Oh. Runs batted in, right?
Correct. Oh, there you go. Runs batted in.
That was softball.
That was good.
For 0 extra credit, Kelly, what is an RBI? What does that mean?
So, like, if you bat and somebody else scores,
correct.
That counts as
a
nice.
Bat.
Yeah. Very
is
good.
He black? He's black. Yay!
Well, Kelly's very literal, so that was a literal.
I know enough about baseball.
Yeah.
Probably the sport I know the least.
Baseball. All right, 1-1. JC, you're up for the boys.
Okay.
What is the moon of a nail?
Not literally that question was going to be
It's that thing up there, dog.
The moon of a nail.
Oh.
The moon of the nail. It's that thing.
Hold on. What are you pointing? I can't see it.
The little white thing right there on my nail.
Like the part that you clip off?
No. Hold on. Let me think about it. Oh, because there's two moons looking in my nail. There's that one and that one. The white one.
Well, the one you clip
by
off.
By the cuticle.
The one.
By the cuticle?
You need to verbalize.
Yeah.
The cuticle.
By the cuticle?
By the cuticle? The bottom of the moon. The moon.
Are you saying it's the cuticle? That's what I'm trying to get. Are you saying it's the cuticle or not the cuticle?
Do you see my nail? You see that little
one or the other?
You see that white?
Just describe the area of the nail you're talking about.
The cuticle area. The moon.
He's at the cubicle area.
That's my moon.
I know what he's trying to say.
He's not verbalizing. So I'll go ahead and allow it.
Yes, it is.
It's near your cuticle. Yeah. It's like that white part that's underneath like the nail.
That's what I'm pointing at. The little white part. Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, you're
two to one.
Well, I almost said the nail that you clip off because it looks like the little moon.
I wonder why we have that little half moon there. I wonder why.
I read it up. My thumb one is huge, by the way.
Yeah, like my thumb one's the biggest one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have any on my ring finger nails.
It means something.
I haven't seen my moons in a long time.
I think I looked at it once and it said if you don't have it on one finger, you have a bad heart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm
but I forgot which finger, so I'll let you know that.
I don't have one on my little fingers. Well, it's barely there.
But the thumbs are the biggest.
Yeah, thumbs got...
They progressively get smaller, I guess.
Full moon in the thumb.
All right, Kelly, let's see if you can tie it up for the ladies here.
It's 2-1.
This is a very important fashion rule for guys. Every guy should know this. When you're wearing a suit jacket or a blazer, Kelly, what is the rule for the bottom button?
Well, the bottom button's unbuttoned.
Dang it.
That is correct.
Yeah. Your bottom button
is always unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Fellas, don't button the bottom button.
Oh, he was holding his hand up, and I thought he was going to talk about the...
Which way? The direction?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the direction.
Kelly with the tie.
Tied it up. 2-2.
Wait, so
good
on
job.
The suit jacket... I'm so glad that I didn't get that question.
You didn't know that?
Just the bottom of the...
Bottom unbuttoned.
Jacket. Bottom button, unbuttoned. If it's a three button, you bottom button maybe their first two.
Right.
Oh. Two button, you button the top
well
one.
Well done.
Yeah, I've heard for a three-piece suit or a three-button suit, it's at starting at the top, always, sometimes, never.
Always, sometimes, never.
Mm-hmm. But then a two-piece, it's the top is always on, the
so
bottom
learned.
Is never.
Mm-hmm.
That's also Jenna
so
on a date.
Today.
And I want you to know that rule does
never
still apply to baby
leave
blazers.
Leave off the never. Always or sometimes.
2-2. JC, you are up.
I think it's
Al.
Yeah.
You're right, Al.
Yeah, it is me, yeah.
Have you been to the salon lately?
The salon?
Yeah, salon.
Like, no.
Okay. Like,
the
no.
hair salon?
Oh, yes.
All right, so...
I love when Al gets the hair question.
He is bald.
So, Al,
right.
What is dusting?
When you fart, isn't it? And you're walking.
Well, that's crop dusting, Al.
Oh.
And that's a guy question.
I mean, I'm sure that happens at the salon, but... No, incorrect. Ladies, do we know what dusting
is? Or is that a joke? Or
is that
a shot answer?
I was joking. But I don't know. Dusting. Let's see.
Gotta dust it.
Hold on. Is it like highlighting, maybe? I'm just trying to figure it out in my head. Well, like highlighting.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Incorrect.
What's
ladies?
Dusting?
Dusting?
I see it at men's. Is it where they do the powder and then they brush it off?
No.
I thought it was trimming, just like a loose trim
it's
on the
It's a very teeny tiny trim.
Like
you're cutting.
I get mine dusted.
Like
so it's
no
like a
more
dry
than
trim.
No more than a quarter of an inch.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you're taking care of like the dead ends, the loose ends, the like flyaways and stuff.
I call that a trim.
You got rid of the.
No, I get a dust stain. That's what I get.
Like the split ends are gone?
Barely any. Like a quarter inch. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 2-2.
Dennis' turn.
Can I get dusted, please? That'll be $485.
Is this the winning? Could this potentially win?
It's 2-2. We have one more question for Jenna, and then there's a group question round where you guys each get to work as a team for one question.
Okay, so we can put
each.
Us ahead, Jenna.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Jenna, when's the last time you went fishing?
Oh, boy.
Uh-uh. Well, Jenna, what is chumming?
Oh, chumming is where you're baiting the water to get the fish to come.
Correct. Yep. There you go. On the board.
You're baiting the water to get the fish to come.
I watch a lot of Shark Week.
Chum in the water.
Yeah.
Chum in the water. All right. It is 3-2. So
baiting the water to get the fish to come.
So, guys, Al and JC, you guys can work together now to answer this question to tie it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Okay, so we're still at the salon.
Teamwork. Why are we still at the salon?
Still at the salon.
You stay at the salon way too long.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to get some new hair extensions, what does it mean to get Remy hair?
Remy?
Remy.
Remy?
R-E-M-Y.
Remy. Get some Remy hair. If I want to what?
Hair extensions or a wig, too.
If I want to get Remy hair.
Hair around the rim?
Rim? Is that rim? Is that what you want to go with? Rimmy? Maybe like...
Okay, don't. You can't laugh loudest at yourself. That's like a rule.
Remy, like to the root? You got to go all the way to the root?
Extensions. Remy.
Remy? Rim?
Man, I have no...
I guess when you go... Remy.
Rim. Rim answer, please.
Remy.
Okay, wait a minute. The toilet had the rim around the circle.
So I guess the crown?
So that's when you're getting Remy.
Around the crown of the head, right? So we go right here, boom, in the back, and down. Because the top's already good.
I would say, yeah, around the back quarter circle.
Y'all get its extensions in the front, too?
Yeah, I don't
or just in the back, like
I can stop y'all. This is all incorrect.
Oh. Damn, all
right. Incorrect. So Remy, do you ladies know what Remy is?
I think I know because that was the brand that I had, and it all came from all one head, and it was all the realest, nicest fake hair you can buy.
That's correct. So there's that, but it's also a caveat of that. So it's when all the cuticles are intact with the hair, and they're also all running the same direction. And so that's going to keep less tangling and less matting.
Pluck the hair.
Yeah, to keep the cuticle intact.
Yeet.
And so it is high quality. There's also virgin hair, which means it's that plus no dye.
I had Remy virgin.
There you go. So you had very good quality.
Because I had to get the longest they make because my hair is so long. And so, you know, Janine did the sew on. But that's when he came from behind the counter and it looked like a sword box and he went, oh, one head.
But I didn't know they did the cuticles as well.
Yeah,
that's
they keep it all intact.
And it's usually young Indian girls. Because they have the best hair that's never been colored.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Well, the ladies do win 3-2. Would y'all like to even do the group question?
Like, I guess.
Congratulations to the ladies.
Thank you. You know what? Winning is almost getting boring at this point.
It's 3-0 for the year for the girls in Battle of the Sexes.
All right.
So, ladies, y'all can work together.
Okay.
In the NBA, what is the distance from the free throw line to the backboard?
I don't know that.
The free throw line to the backboard is, I don't know, is it 10 feet?
It is not 10 feet.
Oh.
Guys, do y'all know?
Is it 12? I thought it was 10, but is it 12?
You're closer.
I'd say 15.
13? It's 15 feet.
Oh.
Shoot that 15-footer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I always hear them say, shoot that 15-footer, but...
It was a guess, but yeah.
But that didn't matter. The ladies, like we said, you guys went.
Well done, ladies.
Thank you.
Taking in a 3-0 lead this year.
I knew a Disney princess, and we still didn't win.
I know.
What are the chances?
I like those questions, though, because they were, like, hard-ish. They weren't...
Impossible.
Where we were just both going, no idea.
Try to do a mix of maybe a little harder, maybe a little easier. Yeah. That's kind of my secret.
When you know the answer, you always think it's easy. Well, you know, that's the thing.
In the end, we're all learning because, you know...
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all learning something.
So, which is good. So, in turn, we're winning. Because we're learning.
Yeah, getting that knowledge.
Yeah, so there's that.
There you go.
Yeah, we're not winning in the scoreboard, but we're winning in life. But I really want to win next time. Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, Jenna, I think you're going to be excited this weekend.
Why?
Because I think there's a scary movie coming out.
Halloween?
No. And based on the title, it doesn't look very good. But that's why we talked to Gregory from RottenTomatoes.com to let us know if it's good or not.
You can always go by a title.
Exactly. Hi, Gray.
Good morning.
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 You were talking about Unfriended, The Dark Web.
Oh, the sequel to the bad Unfriended that I already saw?
Oh.
Yes, indeed. And this one's bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So bad it's scary, though?
Nope.
Oh.
Is it better? Okay, my gauge for the worst scary movie ever is Truth or Dare.
Oh, boy. You know what? It is... dumber and less scary than that.
Oh my god
you guys, this is like, imagine a room full of jaded critics that usually barely respond to a movie, right? Like, that's one of the bummers about seeing press screenings. They don't ever like laugh or yell anything or whatever. And this room watching Unfriended The Dark Web was laughing in the worst way possible.
Oh,
it's like watching The Room, basically.
I wish that it were that good and well put together.
Oh, wow.
But it's also kind of fun as an audience to gang up together.
On the movie?
And to gang up. You know what I mean? It's like there's some sort of solidarity in that where you all take pleasure in mocking it. I don't know.
Here's what made me mad. I liked Unfriended because I thought that it was a pretty creative use of a gimmick, which is that these kids are all Skype chatting and there is a ghost with them. And the ghost says that if they get off the chat, then they're going to die. And so there's an obvious supernatural element that made it creative. and unfriended, colon, the dark web, is not supernatural based. You don't know what's going on, and it's basically based off a guy that says he's answered a Craigslist ad to buy a computer, and the rest is boring history.
Oh, man.
It's so bad. It was so annoying. I was really mad. I stormed out of the screening.
Oh, my.
Oh, you left it. You stormed.
Attitude.
Wow.
I did, you know, I stayed because I wanted to see exactly how stupid the ending would be, and it was stupider than stupid. It made me so, so mad. I was really bummed out because Blumhouse releases a lot of interesting horror movies, and they take a chance when their budgets are right. So they do a lot of interesting concept movies. I mean, they're the ones that released Get Out.
Which is a great movie, yeah.
Such a good movie, and it's such an interesting concept, and it seems like the people that make movies there make smart decisions, and we see different horror movies as a result, including ones about kids that are just chatting on Skype, and I enjoyed it too for what it was, and this one completely blew it.
Wow. It's got to have like a 0%, right?
Oh, my God. I would totally unfriend this piece of garbage.
Oh!
Okay. All right.
Ghost him.
All right. Let's calm down now.
I haven't heard Gray be this heated about a movie sucking so bad in a while.
Boo!
Does it get better from here?
Yes. Denzel Washington heals all wounds.
Oh, yes. I want this.
And he is back for the only sequel he's ever signed up to do.
That's got to mean it's dope.
Exactly. Equalizer 2. And this character is just like an unassuming guy. And it turns out that when you mess with him in a huge way, he comes at you with everything he's got. And in the last movie, lit up a Home Depot.
Hey, hey.
And it was, oh my God, it's like the most fun I've ever had in a Home Depot in my life. So The Equalizer 2 is basically the same. It's the same thing over again, where a very close friend of his is messed with, and he comes at them, and it's so cool.
So he's just a BA older dude kicking everybody's butt.
Yep, there you go. That's all it is. Denzel Washington loves the director Antoine Fuqua. He's worked with him several times, and he signed up for the sequel. And you're going to be excited about it. It's good. Mm-hmm.
Fellow critics agree with you?
Yep, that's right. This one is a good time at the movies.
All right. The last movie coming out this weekend just looks like the biggest whooping in the world. Mamma Mia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It looks like such a whooping.
I'm really surprised they did a sequel, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of those movies where your tone is everything when you're talking about the title, because if you're excited about it, you're like, Mamma Mia, here we go again. Or if you hate it, you would be like, Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Yeah, that's me. That's me right there, Gray.
I get it. I was not crazy about the first one either, and I thought that it was like a little bit lame, and the singing was not very good. But it has aged relatively well, because I watched it on cable recently, and I was like, okay, this is just a story about Amanda Seyfried, who's like, oh, I'm getting married. Which one of you guys is my dad?
Yeah, it makes her mom look like a hoochie, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and so that's why I'm very intrigued by the premise of this one, because it's a prequel all about how Meryl Streep was a hoochie.
Oh, okay.
And so it goes back in time, and it shows you exactly how those events unfolded. And Lily James, who played Cinderella in the live-action movie recently, plays a young Meryl Streep. And you also get to meet Amanda Seyfried's grandmother, played by Cher.
Oh, Cher?
Yeah, you haven't seen the commercials?
No, as soon as I see Mamma Mia come on the screen, I'm out. So I haven't been watching it.
Well, the more actual singers that this franchise can add, the better. Because, the first one, I just remember, watching Pierce Brosnan try to sing a couple bars was like, it was like watching a fish, flapping on a deck. You're like, oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, pretty accurate. Yeah.
Yikes. So anyway, this is just like, hey, I'm young Meryl Streep, watch me have sex.
God, save that.
I could be in Mamma Mia.
I want that to be my ring or my ringtone every time Gray calls now.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to go ahead and guess they're not going to do another one. So if you love this movie, probably need to see this one. Right?
Right. And also, I don't think any context is needed. If you're just curious about the movies, you don't have to sit through the first one. Just watch this. It weirdly has a lot of pre-sale tickets sold already.
I don't understand.
I know. I think that the movie did pretty well on video, and this is all a numbers game. So whenever they make a sequel, the number crunchers in Hollywood understand that if they keep the budget to a certain level, the movie will make a certain amount, and that's profit. So it's like, okay, they don't even have to really pay for Meryl Streep in this one. They just had Lily James, so...
And to give Cher something to do.
Yeah.
Cher, you know.
Cher be bored.
She's bored. She's on Twitter all the time. She needed a break.
I was going to say, we need to get her off Twitter for a second, because girlfriend's going to have a heart attack.
Right?
Yeah.
Too much anxiety.
Yep. ABBA movie. About all the songs are about doing it.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, go watch Equalizer 2 to see Denzel be a BA. Mamma Mia to go see a bunch of sexy time with Cinderella. And or just waste your money and watch Unfriended if you want, if you're rich.
Here we go again.
All right.
All right.
Great. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.